All right, I'm here joined with head men's and women's golf coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Coach Jarvis Weber. And Coach, exciting times right now as you guys are amping up to get that spring season underway. But talk to us a little bit about, you know, what have the teams been working on? I know it's been a long winter for you guys inside, but what have you guys been working on?
We have been really focusing mostly, I guess, on the mental approach of the game right now. Just with everything that's been going on, I felt that was a pretty strong thing for us to try to focus on with, you know, all the COVID stuff, all the extra stress that people are dealing with, trying to deal with ways to handle that. Golf is a unique sport in, you know, the tournaments last, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day and sometimes last over 2 days. So we got to stay focused for those full 2 days. On top of that, we always push fundamentals. We always, you know, push the basics as much as we can and then kind of build that foundation, move from there. And that's what everybody's kind of been working on. I've actually been handing out, you know, psychology books, golf swing books, and making everybody really push their own understanding quite a bit. And that's been actually a really, really good piece moving forward for us this offseason.
Yeah, and the Lakers thankfully got to have a fall season, a little unique with you guys being outside. That's definitely a positive for you guys, but got to have a fall season. And, you know, talk to us, Coach, about, you know, the positives that you saw from the fall.
The main positive was exactly what you said. We got to have a season. I mean, that was, you know, we didn't really know what was going to come about it. I think everybody was in that same boat. Luckily enough, you know, us being outside, we were able to do that. We had a lot of really, really hungry players who, you know, lost their senior spring season. So they were extremely eager to get out and about and get back to playing in tournaments and that kind of stuff. And that was by far the biggest positive of that fall season. Getting as much experience as possible, and that's what the main focus is of our fall season, you know, getting students used to travel, you know, the accommodations and kind of the mental rigor of that season. That was the biggest positive because we saw a lot of growth in that department, and that was absolutely fantastic to see.
Talk to us a little bit about, you know, your goals for the upcoming season for both the men and women's programs.
We are very young, so the main goal, I think, for this season is to continue to gain more experience, continue to gain more confidence in our own individual development. I don't know how to push them, like what our actual limits are going to be in terms of success, in terms of winning tournaments and individual tournament success. But pushing our own, you know, scoring averages, getting them lower and lower, and finding small little things to push on each and every day is going to be our biggest push for the spring season, I think. And it's going to be very interesting to see. Everybody's kind of getting mentally worn out already, and we haven't even started the season yet. So hopefully when the season officially starts, it's kind of a recharge, and then we can go back at it at full speed.
And then I wanted to hit on, you know, top. It was kind of unique. I know you guys didn't really get to have a spring season last year, but, you know, any returners and freshmen that you want to talk about as you head into the spring season?
On the men's side, we have one sophomore returner. He's actually my brother, Dawson Weber. We lean on him quite a bit for, you know, how he goes about practice, and he understands the travel aspect. He understands what it's, you know, takes mentally and physically to be successful at the collegiate level. So we lean on him quite a bit. If he plays well, usually the team's going to play well. That's just kind of how it works. On the women's side, the exact same thing. We have one returner, Kelly Winter, sophomore for us. She's been a huge piece for us this year in terms of pushing her teammates and showing everybody exactly what it takes to be successful. Beyond that, we've got some pretty interesting and eager freshmen for sure. Men's side, Sam Miller and Jake Heeman, they had a pretty strong fall season for us, and I think they're going to keep progressing forward that way. On the women's side, a local player, Gretchen Hofstad, she was a ICCAC Player of the Week last fall, along with Kelly Winter. They actually went back-to-back weeks, but between those two on the women's side, you know, if they play well, the team's going to do really, really well.
That's exciting. And then lastly, Coach, just want to touch base. It's exciting. The Lakers traveled to Maryville, Missouri with competition starting on Friday. You know, what are you guys focusing in on as you head into your first competition of the spring season?
It's just getting your feet wet, and hopefully that's not literally. But, you know, with the spring season, weather always plays a big part of it, and that's hopefully we can get a couple of good days. I think the forecast looks pretty solid right now, so we should be okay in that regard. But – getting us out and about and getting back into the swing of tournament play, and getting used to going down for a practice round and then sleeping in a hotel and then getting back up and playing round one and then in the hotel again. And it changes. We got to get back to that full speed of things in terms of being mentally prepared for a golf tournament. That's what I'm most curious and excited about. For the kids, they just want to play. They want to compete. They want to get outside. Us being up further north, the weather's not really ideal quite yet. So if we can travel south and get out and about where it's nice and warm, warmish, and we can get out and compete, they're going to be really excited to go. And it's just a matter of getting reps in at this point to make sure we're mentally and physically prepared for when regionals come rolling around, which is in about 4 weeks already, 5 weeks. So that's what I'm excited about, getting these kids ready for the regional tournament coming up.
You.
Sweet.